Hello, Alex.
Good afternoon, Wassel.
Can you please introduce yourself to the audience first?
My name is Alex. I'm 25 years old. Currently living in Canada, North America. For the past 10 years, I've been traveling over North America, such as Canada and the United States, Europe, such as Switzerland, Poland, Slovak Republic, Austria, and Croatia.
Hey, very
So I do
interesting.
have a. Yeah, go ahead. Sorry for interrupting.
I was ready to ask a first question, and it will be like, how do you prepare your body for an expedition? How you do it? For how long?
Okay, let me break it down for a little bit and some of the points I could describe. So first of all, preparation depends on the type of expedition or hiking you're I usually do. So I have like a three steps for a training. So the first one is a cardio course, cardio endurance, which is I usually do the cycling, treadmill, and stair climbing. It usually takes 45 to 90 minutes total of three exercises. Then I do have a strength training, which is legs. I do squats, and for my back and core I do deadlifts. That's deadlift is really helpful for pretty much all of the groups of muscles in the body. So, and the third one is the flexibility. It's really important things and during the hikes. I usually do yoga to prevent any injuries knee and back for like 20 minutes on the beginning of each of my training sessions. So my schedule is really depends, but usually I do like 3 to 5 trainings per week. Starts with a yoga and ending by cardio.
Okay, very interesting. So, if you weren't prepared, how did that affect your expedition, and what would you do differently to prevent that from happening, for example?
So, I would also break it through a couple points, such as you'll also, if you're not prepared, you'll get some consequences, such as physical, psychological, and etc. But from a physical one, what I have experienced when I was a young age and I didn't prepare it myself, it's I have a knee injury and a back injury. My lower back is damaged with a hernia, and the knee damage is my MCL, and my kneecap is not properly working, so I'm on a rehab right now. So for a psychological consequences, such as like a lose of morale during the hike when you're not properly prepared with some of the route direction or overpacking, and also, you'd have a panic if you're like not the solo traveler. You would have a panic through your team, which is going to lose a morale. So, for preventing those mistakes, again, as I mentioned above, you should not overpack your backpack to give you a rest for your back, knee. Do not underestimate the weather and the terrain where you're planning to do an expedition. And the most important, physical preparation. Always prepare yourself before you're going anywhere.
So, as I heard, you went through some hard things, and it was very interesting to hear, especially about the psychological part of it, because it's something I would never think about. So, let's move on and to the next question, and it will be, do you believe there are modern training approaches that could potentially overperform and replace the existing one, like you said before?
Well, potentially, yes. For myself, I am personally, I'm the old school, so I do follow the pretty easy way steps for preparing myself, like again, the training, planning the road where I'm going, weather, etc. I do believe in the future we'll have like it will be more easier for people who's just beginning of this path of hiking to get access for that. But for now, I'm old school, and I do prefer the regular way of preparation.
Okay, Wassel. Thank you for your answer. So what advices can you give to someone who just starting out like me, for example? Do you have ones?
Yes, I do. It's actually a very long, long list. I'll try to kind of like simplify it in a couple things. Let's start with, do not buy the gear in the last minute. Do not buy the cheap gears. Always put the plans, always prepare and learn the weather and terrain where you're planning to go. Always have a plan B. Again, try physical training, psychological training as well. Focus on your recovery when you're doing your training and hiking. So pay attention for your sleep, for your stretching, and hydration. Of course, hydration. That's my like top 5-6-ish tips for new people into this area.
Okay, it sounds pretty
Yes, I know. It's a little bit like stunning. I'm not sure how to even explain it, but I do understand you, Wassel. It's my own list. It's based on my experience, so might not all people agree with it, but
pretty.
You agree? I hope you agree.
Yeah, lots of things to focus on and not to lose yourself in them.
But yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Clear answer. So no to problem. Sum it up, can I just run down the details I need to know so I can take care of myself without somebody profession like you, for example?
So again, the core is training. You should train properly, cardio, strength, and stretches. Do not have an injury same as me and don't make my mistakes. Skills such as you can learn navigation if you're in the forest, if you like a back road backpack, which is backcountry, where you don't have any follower arrows where you go. You just usually use a map or a small sign somewhere. So you have to do that as well. Prepare for weather forecast. Must have. Don't forget your second and fourth layer. Gear preparation. Do not buy cheap boots. Be careful with your ankle and foot. So you can get a foot injury. And planning the all expedition, you should count how much food you should have, water, and depends on how do you like to do. I like a lightweight, so I have the lightest as much as I can backpack, tents, and my sleeping bags. So it's all up to you. And the last one, it's a mental preparation, right? You should be ready for some of a situation where it's not going the same way as you would like, but that's why you need to build this plan B in your head, just in case. That's how I call it, mental preparation. Okay. That's my short list.
Yeah, again, mental and psychological things that I think it's pretty important, but not that much people, especially the amateurs one, they pay attention at. So again, pretty strong points, and I think it will help to a lot of us, the new guys, to do it better. And yeah, I would to thank you for your answers and that you agreed to help me and to participate in this interview. Thank you a lot.
Thank you. Yeah, thank you, Russell, for your time and for this short interview. Okay, take care. Bye.
Bye.